Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie, and today is the 100th anniversary of the birth of composer Billy Strayhorn, who's best remembered as a frequent collaborator on some of Duke Ellington's greatest successes, both the suites and individual songs. And on this show, we'll hear highlights from a concert by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, co-directed by Clarence Acox and Michael Brockman. Special guests on this concert include the writer David Hadou, author of Lush Life, the biography of Billy Strayhorn, and tenor saxophonist Roxy Koss. The concert begins with the title piece from the Ellington-Strayhorn collaboration of musical portraits of Shakespearean characters, in this case, Othello. This is Such Sweet Thunder, played by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra in concert.
Thank you. Such Sweet Thunder. That's Thomas Marriott on the trumpet. Travis Ranney on tenor saxophone. Dan Marcus on the trombone. And Randy Halberstadt on piano.
You're listening to a concert by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra celebrating the 100th anniversary of the birth of composer Billy Strayhorn. The concert's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Here's Michael Brockman.
Thank you, and now we would like to invite our very special guest out onto the stage. He is an author of the definitive biography of the great Billy Strayhorn. He's a faculty member at Columbia University. Please welcome David Haydu. David Haydu.
Thank you. It's an honor for me to be here in the company of these great musicians playing my favorite music. As Michael said, I wrote a book about Billy Strayhorn called Lush Life. I just want to share with you maybe one anecdote about Strayhorn. He was born 100 years ago this month in Dayton, Ohio, and grew up in Pittsburgh. A poor family, but despite the strikes against him, he was thriving as a musician. And by his early 20s, he had already written a complete musical comedy called Fantastic Rhythm, for which he wrote the book, words, music, and full orchestrations. He had written a handful of gems of words and music, including Ella Fitzgerald's favorite song, Something to Live For. The song called Your Love Has Faded, that was later recorded by the Duke Ellington Orchestra, My Little Brown Book, which was part of Fantastic Rhythm, and a song that he was calling Life is Lonely at the time, but he later renamed Lush Life. Despite having done all that, he was struggling in Pittsburgh, still carrying a day job as a soda jerker in a pharmacy called Penfield Drugs. Well, there was a pharmacist apprentice there by the name of George Greenlee. George Greenlee was the first African-American to graduate from pharmaceutical school. He had an uncle named Gus Greenlee, who owned the Pittsburgh Crawfords, the Negro League baseball team, and he owned the stadium for the Pittsburgh Crawfords, and he owned a couple of nightclubs in Pittsburgh, the Crawford Grill and the Crawford Grill 2. George Greenlee said to his buddy in the drugstore, you know, Billy, with your talent, maybe my uncle Gus could do something for you. Why don't I ask him to introduce you to one of the musicians who's coming into Pittsburgh? So Gus Greenlee arranged for Billy Strayhorn to meet the next band leader who was coming into town. So Strayhorn, you know, dressed up, put on his best clothes, and that weekend they went to knock on the dressing room of the next band leader who was coming into town, who was Duke Ellington. They went into Ellington's dressing room, and Ellington was getting his hair done, and he had his eyes closed. Now, I heard this story from George Greenlee himself, who I interviewed for my book, and he told me what happened that day that Billy Strayhorn met Duke Ellington. Strayhorn sat down at the piano in Ellington's dressing room. Ellington never got up from his chair. He was getting his hair done. And Strayhorn sat down and played Sophisticated Lady, one of Ellington's tunes. And after he was done, he said, that's the way you play Sophisticated Lady. This is the way I would play it. And then he played Sophisticated Lady. And he played in a sentimental mood, as if to prove that, you know, oh, I could do this again, by the way. And then he played in a sentimental mood, and he said again, well, this is the way I would play it. By the time he was done, Ellington was standing behind him with his hands on his shoulders, watching what he was doing. After a few days, Ellington was there for a few days, and Strayhorn kept coming back, and he brought him some of the songs he had written. He played Lush Life for him. He showed him some of the lyrics he had written. And Ellington recognized that maybe this person could be useful in this organization. And he said, why don't you come see me someday, young man? He wrote down directions to how to get to his apartment in Sugar Hill in Harlem. And he wrote it down. He said, take these and come see me. Strayhorn went home, thought he would impress Ellington by setting the subway directions to music. Anybody here know how to get to Sugar Hill in Harlem? What do you take? A train. And I'm going to come back and say a few more words at the top of the second half. Thank you.
Thank you, David.
And now we're going to feature Mr. Alex Dugdale on this very lovely ballad from the Far East Suite, This is Isfahan, Alex Dugdale. How about it, Alex Dugdale? At this time, we're going to feature Mark Taylor on tenor saxophone and Randy Halberstadt and the rest of the rhythm section. And this is from the fifth movement of the Far East Suite. This is called Mount Harissa. Thank you. Randy Halberstadt, Phil Sparks, James Earl Jones on drums. Inside joke, inside joke. The outside joke. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we'd like to feature our lead trombonist, which many people call arguably the best jazz ballad ever written, and this was written by the great Billy Strayhorn. So at this time, we're going to feature Mr. Dan Marcus doing Lush Light. Thank you. Dan Marcus. How about it for that Michael Brockman arrangement? Michael Brockman. Dan Marcus. Billy Strayhorn.
You're listening to a centennial concert of the music of Billy Strayhorn, played by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Here's Michael Brockman.
We would like to continue on now with a piece that's practically a dance band number written by Billy Strayhorn, and we hope you enjoy Midriff. Thank you. Tom Marriott on the trumpet. Dan Marcus on trombone. Clarence Acox on the drums. Phil Sparks on bass. The Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. We would like to bring our guest, David Haydu, back out on stage to share a little more with you about Billy Strayhorn. David Haydu.
Thank you. Billy Strayhorn was described as Duke Ellington's right-hand man. What Ellington would say when he saw that characterization was, Billy Strayhorn is my right hand, my left hand, the eyes in my head, and the eyes in the back of my head. Strayhorn died young in 1967 of cancer of the esophagus, a condition brought on by high living and his love of a cigarette in one hand and a martini in the other. Duke Ellington gave the eulogy, and I'm going to read from what Duke Ellington said that day. He said, "Poor little sweet pea, Billy Strayhorn, William Thomas Strayhorn, the biggest human being who ever lived, a man with the greatest courage, the most majestic artistic stature, a highly skilled musician whose impeccable taste commanded the respect of all musicians and the admiration of all listeners. His audiences at home and abroad marveled at the grandeur of his talent and the mantle of tonal supremacy that he wore only with grace. He was a beautiful human being, adored by a wide range of friends, rich, poor, famous, and unknown. Great artists paid homage to Billy Strayhorn's God-given ability and mastery of his craft. He spoke English perfectly and French very well, but condescension did not enter his mind. He demanded freedom of expression and lived by what we consider the most important and moral of freedoms, freedom from hate unconditionally, freedom from self-pity, even through all the pain and the bad news. Freedom from fear of possibly doing something that might help another more than it might help himself. And freedom from the kind of pride that could make a man feel he was better than his brother or neighbor. His patience was incomparable and unlimited. He had no aspirations to enter any kind of competition, yet the legacy he leaves, his oeuvre, will never be less than the ultimate on the highest plateau of culture. God bless Billy Strayhorn." I could say nothing after that. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
That was David Haydu, author of Lush Life, a biography of Billy Strayhorn. You're listening to a concert by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
We'll move on to another from the 1941 book. This is Chelsea Bridge. Randy Halberstadt will start us out. Thank you.
Bill Anthony. Travis Randy. Thomas Marriott. Mark Taylor. Kelsey Briggs. At this time, we'd like to bring a young lady to the stage, a lady who I am very proud of, who left Seattle 2 years ago and went to New York and just made a big name for herself. Without any further ado, I'd like to introduce you to the pride of Garfield High School, Miss Roxy Koss. Roxy Koss.
I had to say that.
Okay, this next piece we're going to do is one that Billy Strahan wrote as a tribute to the medical staff at the Upper Manhattan Medical Group. And it's very appropriately called UMMG, Upper Manhattan Medical Group. Billy Strahan. Thank you.
Roxy Koss on the tenor saxophone. Michael Van Bever on the trumpets. In several places, Michael Van Bever. And Bill Ramsey on the baritone saxophone. I was backstage talking with Roxy, and I told her if we could, we'd share some information. Roxy is going to be part of a musical biography review with Maurice Hines, the tap dancer and singer. And that's coming up in January. I think you said the 11th of January it's opening up. It's an off-Broadway show. If you're interested, look on her website, roxykoss.com. You can find out about it. Let's give Roxy another big hand. Such a pleasure for us to have you here with us, and thank you for joining us. It's been a great weekend.
This is from Duke Ellington's suite. It's called Sweet Thursday. It's entitled Misfit Blues. It features the entire saxophone section accompanied by the rhythm section, but it starts off with Dan Marcus on trombone. Misfit Blues.
Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. Everybody. Roxy Koss. Let's give another round of applause for David Haidu, our special reader today.
You've been listening to a concert by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra celebrating the 100th anniversary of the birth of Billy Strayhorn. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thanks to the musicians for allowing us to record and broadcast their music on today's show. And thanks to Howard Mostrom for his assistance in recording this concert. You're listening to KPLU Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia, 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, 89.3, KPLK Cedro Woolley, 88.